This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The fight for control of your refrigerator heated up today. Walmart said it's going to expand its grocery delivery business to 100 cities, almost half of all American households, by the end of the year. As Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports, it is going to be expensive for Walmart, but something the company probably has to do if it's going to keep up with you-know-who.
If Amazon is doing it, then we should do it. That's a big part of the thinking behind Walmart's latest move, says Paula Rosenblum of RSR Research.
I think that there's a sense that this is the last frontier of home delivery. You know, the old saying, be there or be square.
And lots of competitors are already there. Amazon has been rolling out same-day delivery from Whole Foods in a growing number of cities. Kroger, Costco, Target, they're also in the mix.
The holy grail for all retailers is going to be able to deliver whatever product they're selling to the consumer within an hour.
Ken Perkins is president of Retail Metrics. He says online grocery delivery is still a tiny business. It makes up less than 5% of the almost $900 billion grocery market. And shoppers who buy their food online tend to be more affluent, a potential new customer for Walmart.
Ultimately, they'd like to go upscale a bit more and garner more of that upper middle income consumer.
Grocery delivery could help boost growth in Walmart's online business, which hit a big speed bump last quarter. But it's a costly model, says Ananda Chakravarti, a retail analyst with Forrester.
You have a lot of logistics pieces that need to be taken care of. There's a backlash potential when customers are being provided substitute products that are not available in the store that they may or may not like.
And it takes a lot of workers. Walmart already has 18,000 personal shoppers, and it's adding thousands more. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.